Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome back to the Space News Pod, a daily podcast about space, science, and tech. My name is Will Walden. I'm your host. And on this episode, we're going to be talking about SpaceX and their Texas launch facility. So they have a launch facility in Boca Chica, Texas. This is where they had their big Starship meetup a couple weeks ago. This is where they built Starship Mark One, and they will continue building and testing Starship there for foreseeable future. They also want to launch Starship to orbit, possibly from Texas. And this is kind of uncovered by their latest launch video. That's pretty cool. So what they're going to be doing is making the Boca Chica, Texas site, which is like right on the Mexican border. So this is like southern, like southeastern Texas, like right on the border of Mexico. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful out there. And there's a few people that live there. So they have a small town of Boca Chica Village, and people still live there, and it's really close to the launch site, really close to SpaceX headquarters that's in Boca Chica. So what SpaceX wanted to do for a while now, they wanted to buy all this property because they need space to build their space stuff, right? So they want to build bigger facilities, of course, but they also want to make sure that nobody gets hurt. And they have sent letters over to the residents of Boca Chica Village, and they wanted to buy them out. Now, a lot of these people said, nah, we're not having that because, you know, you didn't offer us enough money. They thought that the appraisals were too low. SpaceX came back and said, okay, we're going to triple it. Three times the value of the homes based on the appraisal that SpaceX had commissioned. The deadline for accepting those offers was 2 weeks from the date of the letter, and the offer was non-negotiable. So SpaceX kind of pushed them into, hey, are you going to do this or not? They have 2 weeks to figure out if they're going to basically sell your house and move out of the area. Some of these people are elderly. Some of these people are older, and they've lived there for a very long time. And to know that, you know, a company comes in to your, basically to your vacation house. Some of them don't even live there. They just have it as a vacation house. But some of them do live there year round. It's a beautiful place. It's a small town, small village. And they've been residents for a long time. And basically, SpaceX said, here's three times the amount of money for your property, for your home, all the stuff that you own. And, you know, if you don't do it in 2 weeks, that's it. Like, that's all you're going to get. So what SpaceX has done, they've done new appraisals. On October 7th. And on October 17th will be a new buyout offer deadline. So in a couple days, so 2 days, they have 2 days from now to figure out if they will sell their homes to SpaceX. Now, these appraisals, well, SpaceX needs this property. You know, they don't want to harm the people there. It's going to be very disruptive to the people of Boca Chica. Because every time something happens, say, you know, there's going to be Starship launches in the coming months at that site. And when those happen, they're going to be very, very loud. They're going to rumble the ground. They're going to, you know, sonically boom the area. So it's possible that there could be some home damage because of this. It's possible, you know, if something were to horribly go wrong and a rocket were to go off trajectory, what happens if one of those plows into Boca Chica Village? you know?
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Oh. So the residents of Boca Chica have to make a choice. Hey, are we going to stay in this place that we love and we've lived for the rest of our lives, but we're going to have to put up with these giant rockets, or, you know, are we going to move out of here? We could get a really great place for three times the amount of money that our property is worth right down the street, you know, 10, 15 miles away, and then we're out of SpaceX territory. So that's the kind of choice that they have to leave, you know, or the choice that they have to make. So if they're going to leave, they're going to take the money and run, basically. They're like, all right, give me the check. Let's get out of here. And then SpaceX will have, you know, a lot of property to work with. And that's what they need, because rockets are big and they're dangerous and they don't want people to get hurt. So they want, as Elon Musk said, he wants to make sure things are safe, as do we, and we're going to make sure the risk to the public is vanishingly small, almost nothing, basically. That's what he said in a recent conference. So he basically wants nobody there because he doesn't want anybody to get hurt. He said, we're working with residents of Boca Chica Village because we think our time over time, it's going to be quite disruptive to living in Boca Chica Village because it'll need to get evacuated for safety a lot of times. I think the actual danger to Boca Chica Village is low, but it's not tiny. So therefore, we want super tiny risk. So probably over time, it would be better to buy out the villagers. And we've made an offer to that effect. The Mark One prototype is there, 165 feet tall. They're going to be doing engine firing, they're shutting down the area October 23rd to 25th for Boca Chica Beach, which is near the launch site. October 23rd is the primary date, and October 24th and 25th are alternative dates. That's what we're going to see. You know, are these people going to get out of there by that time? I'm sure if they sell, they have a certain amount of time to move. They have to accept the offer in a couple days, but they might have to move within X amount of weeks or months or whatever. They have to find a new place to live. It has to be a decent offer for them to do that as well. So we're going to find out what happens with this in the future. But I want to say thank you to all of you that have been listening to the show. I really do appreciate your time, and I appreciate all of your support. So if you haven't hit that follow button and you've been listening, please hit the follow button. And subscribe to the show. Also, NordVPN. Thank you for sponsoring this show. NordVPN is an app that you can have on your phone or any device. And basically what it does is it protects your data that you send over the internet. Say if I'm sending confidential documents or something, you know, some banking information across the country, in between my computer and the other computers that get that information, there's so many different places that the information could be scooped up by a bad party. So what NordVPN does is basically make you a secure tunnel and encrypt that tunnel with military-grade security, and they help out with a show. I have it on all my devices. So thank you, NordVPN, for helping out. You can go to nordvpn.com/spacenewspod if you want to check them out. Now, thank you for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me on the Space News Pod. My name is Will Walden, and I'll see you soon. All right, I'm going to take a quick pause for the cause, and after this break, I'm going to talk more about Boca Chica Village and what SpaceX is planning to do there.